Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for the 6th of July 2020. This is our snapshot, our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. So it looks as though the latest OnePlus launcher build version 4.56 is giving you more options to manage your OnePlus Shelf and Google Discover feeds. This change was already made part of the OnePlus Launcher version 4.54 build, with an optional downward swipe bringing back the shelf for those that like the quick access panel. Now it looks as though the OnePlus Launcher version 4.56 has added, or is at least testing, a dedicated toggle for you to switch between the Google Discover feed and your OnePlus Shelf. As far as usability changes go, it is pretty minor. However, if you do like to get access from your favorite contacts, applications, your step counter, and all of the goodness that comes from OnePlus Shelf, then it's a nice little addition that is arguably better than the swipe down gesture. We're not sure if this means that the swipe down gesture has been removed entirely, or if this is just another alternative for quickly getting to and from your Google Discover feed to your OnePlus Shelf feed. With that said, we have a video over on site where you can check out the toggle in action. It seems as though the option is not available to everyone. As even on some of our own OnePlus 8 series devices, we don't have the toggle available, having updated to this latest OnePlus launcher build. Initially, this indicates that this could simply need to be enabled via a server-side switch, which isn't that uncommon nowadays. Our tipster also notes that he was running the latest version of the Google app, which might also have contributed to this change, but it is unlikely. For those of you that are not fans of the recent swipe down gesture, this looks like a solid alternative to quickly see key information and news at a glance, all in one place. The Google Play Store is now rolling out a fresh lick of paint and redesigned category section to make it even easier to navigate. Initially spotted rolling over out on Reddit, the newly organized category section is joined by a slight rejig of the family and kids category section, with larger sections and icons for better identification for what you're searching for. This is by no means a major overhaul, but as you'll probably be able to tell from the screenshots we've shared over on site, the entire category section is a far better spaced out than it was previously on the Google Play Store. The new icons are also far larger, more detailed, and gone are the circular icons that have been a staple for quite some time. It also looks as though the top category section has been completely removed, likely as it does feel a little bit redundant for the most part. We're not sure if these new Play Store categories will roll out more widely over the coming weeks, or if it's part of an A/B UI test. However, it is live on several of our test devices, which hints that this is a change to be made possible via a server-side switch. That's not all though, as the family section has also had a minor facelift as part of these category changes. There are new chips for each family focus category, with an overflow menu mimicking this new style. It might not be the biggest UI overhaul that we've seen on the Google Play Store, but the new category sections might help you find new applications to download and install that bit better than before. Of course, Gmail is the email service of choice for billions of people around the world, so any issues affecting even a portion of users are a relatively big deal. Over the past week, some Gmail users had noticed that spam filters weren't working properly on their accounts, but Google has since fixed this issue. User reports from Twitter, Reddit, and other platforms reveal that an issue popped up during the last week of June and the first week of July 2020, where Gmail's spam filter wasn't working as intended. As a result, some emails that would have been captured by the filter and kept away from the user's eyes instead showed up directly in their inboxes. Whatever the cause of this issue, Google has apparently fixed it. There is no cause for concern regarding what happened here, thankfully. If your account was affected, simply delete the spam emails that breached your inbox and you'll be good to go. And finally, YouTube Music continues to see a flurry of changes from Play Music migration to a revamped Now Playing experience. The latest YouTube Music test is a recent activity carousel that shows library additions. At the top of the library tab today is an album artwork carousel that shows what you last played. YouTube Music is now A/B testing a broader section that will include albums and playlists that you've saved to your library. So far, only one Android user in Brazil has encountered this feature though. Translating from Brazilian Portuguese, we've seen that the carousel is now named Recent Activity. Additions made from the new Explore tab automatically appear in the section after a refresh. This behavior is identical to the recents page in Google Play Music. It is a good change that provides a browsable history of what you've saved, which is a big part of how you're supposed to use the service. Of course, the playlists, albums, songs and albums list can already be sorted by recently added. However, the new YouTube Music Recent Activity Carousel is not yet widely rolled out. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is usually available every Wednesday.